Hello.
Hi, Grandma.
Yeah?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I hope I'm not calling too late.
What?
I hope I'm not calling too late.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. I got some news for you.
Good news?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. I got a hooker pregnant.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of good news. She's pretty nice.
Okay, then.
Yeah, but she's threatening to get an abortion, so I don't know how that's going to go. I hope she doesn't.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I'm an alcoholic now.
What?
I'm an alcoholic now.
You are?
Yeah, I've been drinking just like nonstop lately.
Is something wrong?
Oh, no, not really. It's just fun. It's a lot of fun, so I drink a lot.
I don't have a grandma in my life.
Who is this?
Your grandson.
Yeah, which one?
Come on.
The small one.
Bob?
Yeah.
Really?
Your favorite one.
Your favorite one, Bob.
Yeah, I know, but that's not you.
I'm not your favorite?
No, not that, but you're not one that's going to go out and drink and do all that stuff.
Well, you know, I've been going through a lot of changes. I don't know if Mom and Dad told you yet, but I'm gay now.
Since when?
I kind of figured it out earlier this year.
How did that happen?
I don't know. You know, I just had a revelation, I guess, an epiphany, and realized I'm gay. But you're probably wondering how I got a hooker pregnant then.
Yeah.
That was just for show, you know. I was trying to prove to my friends because they're not accepting of homosexuals.
Well, I can't understand this. I don't know. My goodness. I was so proud of you all the time. You were such a nice young man.
Oh, I'm still nice and everything.
Oh, you are.
I just like the cock now.
No, you can't drink and do that.
Yeah, I'll probably slow down on the drinking because the money's running out.
What's Deb think of it all?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she's not too happy about it. But she's getting used to the idea of my alcoholism and gayness and all that.
I can't believe that you do that.
Which one?
What?
Which one?
Neither one.
Oh.
That you drink or get gay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just kind of an awakening and decided it's something I needed to do.
Oh, no, you don't sound like Bob.
Did you know I got fired?
No.
Oh.
No, your mom hasn't said a word.
Oh, she's probably embarrassed about it.
Oh, my goodness. What does your boys think about it?
Oh, I mean, it's not. They don't have any say in it.
They don't.
Nah. I just smack them. Just kick them around. You know, they're afraid of me.
Oh, you. What happened to you?
Well, what? I got to keep them in line. I'm not saying I beat them. I discipline them well, and they fear me a lot.
That's not right, though. Your children shouldn't fear you. They should love you.
Well, they love me too because they don't have a choice. I just like to keep them in line.
Oh, you don't sound like yourself.
Yeah, it must be the booze.
Oh, my gosh.
If they tried to say they didn't love me, I'd knock them across the room.
Oh, no, you're not Bob.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because he wouldn't do that stuff.
It's just the alcohol. You know, I guess you could say it's not me, technically. It's the alcohol doing the beatings and the hookers.
And you're not that way.
Yeah, well, Maybe I'll get.
Was anyway.
Maybe I'll get some help soon.
Well, you better. My goodness, ain't your mom going crazy?
I don't know. I guess compared to all the heroin I'm doing, she doesn't think much. She doesn't really care about the drinking.
Well, I suppose she hates to say anything.
I'd beat her too.
Oh my!
I'd probably just beat her too.
Huh?
I said I'd probably just beat her too.
Oh, you wouldn't beat your mother.
Well, she tried to get in the way of my drug addiction.
You better see a doctor or something. There's something wrong with you.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy. It's just everyone else is the one that has the problems. I'm happy.
Sure, because you're on all them drugs, you kill yourself.
No, they make me stronger.
No.
That's how I'm able to beat people so easily now.
No,
it's true. You should try them.
No.
I could come over and we could try drugs together.
No. No, don't even come to see me because I feel really bad. I'm going to start praying for you.
Okay, I hope you do.
Yes, I will.
Okay, I can let you get back to sleep now. But it was really nice talking to you. And
Where are you at?
I'm at home right now.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you better change your ways. You're not my grandson if you're going to do that stuff.
Oh, I'll try to. I'll do my best.
Well, you better.
But
you can't be that way.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy like this, but
You're too nice a guy to be that way.
Yeah, I'll try to be nicer.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Well, it was really nice catching up with you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, I love you, Grandma.
I love you, too, and I love your children, and I love your wife, too, and they're very important. Don't they say anything about it?
Oh, I tell them to keep quiet or else.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't believe this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, let's quit dragging this out. I gotta hang up the phone now and go hit the bottle.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.